Faculty at Louisiana State University overwhelmingly want one thing when students return in August: mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations. But as Rosemary Westwood reports, such mandates would be illegal under a proposed law nearing passage at the legislature this week.
College students and school-aged children are already required by law to be vaccinated against measles, polio, hepatitis B, and a handful of other highly contagious viruses. Last month, about 90% of faculty at LSU voted to require COVID-19 shots, too.
I am worried about faculty who maybe aren't as healthy as I am. I'm worried about students who maybe aren't as healthy as I am.
That's Robert Mann, a professor of communications and one of those pushing for a vaccine mandate. It's already the rule at other schools, Tulane and Xavier in New Orleans, and about 400 schools across the country. Mann is worried, too, about more contagious strains of the coronavirus.
The strain from India, which seems to be just burning through places like the UK right now, that will eventually find its way onto campuses like LSU.
But come August, required COVID-19 vaccines for public colleges and universities could be against the law in Louisiana. It's one of many implications of a bill that's expected to get approved this week by the Republican-led State House, and just the latest example of how politics has dominated our response to the coronavirus pandemic.
This is about discrimination.
That's Representative Kathy Edmonston of Ascension Parish, and author of House Bill 498. The measure would prohibit government agencies and officials from distinguishing between people based on whether they've been vaccinated against any virus. The only exceptions are vaccinations already required by law. Governors and legislators in over a dozen other states are pushing similar bans. They're part of a movement that sees the push for COVID-19 vaccinations as an affront to individual rights. Edmonston said she'd heard from students and employees who didn't want to be vaccinated and didn't want to lose out on jobs or school opportunities as a result. Louisiana as a whole is the second least vaccinated state in the nation. And in Edmonston's district, Ascension Parish, vaccination rates lag even behind the state average. I asked if that was a concern for her, whether she felt a responsibility to help boost vaccine uptake in the state.
That's not a goal of mine, no ma'am. The goal that I have is to, and that's why I'm bringing forth the legislation, prohibit discrimination based on vaccine or immunity status.
The proposed law is supported by a group launched last year amid the pandemic called Health Freedom Louisiana. Jill Hines is the co-director.
I'm not a huge fan of groupthink. I'm not a huge fan of not questioning the government.
Hines's group helped Edmonston on a separate bill that would ban vaccine status from driver's licenses. Edmonston also wrote a House resolution to publicize Louisiana's exemptions from state-required vaccinations. All you need is a letter stating a health concern or a philosophical or religious objection. No further explanation is required, and you can forego any mandated shot. I asked Hines about her view of public health, the idea that we can and should work to improve the collective health of our community, especially in a global pandemic.
No, the whole idea that I owe anyone anything in regards to their health, where does that end, Rosemary? That's a very communistic idea.
But required immunizations are actually an American idea.
We've been mandating vaccines for decades.
That's Walter Orenstein. He's the associate director of the Emory Vaccine Center, and for 16 years, from 1980 to 2004, he was at the CDC, where he led the United States Immunization Program, which is considered by medical experts to be an undisputed success. Since that program began in 1962, polio has been eliminated in the U.S., and many other vaccine-preventable diseases are at record or near-record lows.
You need to remember, for the vast majority of vaccines, it's not just about individual protection, it's also about community protection.
High levels of immunization protect those who can't get a shot for health reasons and even those who choose not to do so. Vaccine laws are among many that prioritize public good over individual rights, Orenstein said.
We have laws that don't allow drinking and driving. We have speed limits. Again, it not only protects the driver, but decreases the risk of accidents.
Vaccine conspiracy theories have been parried even at the legislature, where some lawmakers have questioned the vaccine's safety, especially since they remain under emergency use authorization from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. According to Attorney General Jeff Landry, the emergency use designation bars any COVID-19 mandate. And Orenstein said the newness of the vaccines makes this immunization effort different. But emergency use was created exactly to respond to a public health emergency like the coronavirus pandemic, and it is short-lived. Both the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines are currently awaiting full approval, a process that's expected to take a few months. Even when approved by the FDA, though, Edmondson's law would ban COVID-19 mandates at publicly funded institutions. In fact, it would ban any vaccine mandate for a virus that might erupt across the state in the future. Meredith Feldman teaches history at LSU, where the typical lecture hall features 150 to 200 tightly packed desks, low ceilings, and locked windows. She pictures them packed with students, less than one in four of whom are vaccinated.
It seems to me that is a setting for a super spreader event.
If a mandate isn't put in place, faculty are calling for mask wearing and social distancing, something LSU's administration has said will continue. But classes? Feldman has been told they'll be at 100% capacity. In New Orleans, I'm Rosemary Westwood.